Hello, hi, and welcome or welcome back to the Strategic Magic Podcast. I'm your host, Blue, and I am a business astrologer here to help you use astrology to start, grow, and scale your business. Today, we are doing one of my favorite episodes, which is the astrology for the upcoming astrological season. And wouldn't you know it, it is Taurus's turn to shine. So in today's episode, we're going to be breaking down what's in store for you for Taurus season 2024 and how you can use its energy to start, grow, and scale your business. Let's get into it. It's Taurus season. I'm so excited for this. As you know, spring officially started in Aries season, but it's really starting to feel like myself and the world is coming alive and coming back into ourselves with Taurus season. It's such a lovely time of year. So let's first talk about what Taurus is and what the archetype of Taurus represents. So firstly, Taurus is the sign that follows after Aries in the zodiac. It is a fixed earth sign, so the modality is fixed. An element of Taurus falls into Earth, and it is traditionally ruled by Venus. So there's so much even within that to play around with when it comes to the signs that are within the fixed modality. So that's also including Leo, Aquarius, and Scorpio. Fixed energy is very focused. It's very streamlined and very committed to the process. So where cardinal signs like Aries really thrive in the initiation of things, I believe that fixed signs and fixed sign energy does really well at perfecting a process of staying a course and allowing there to be a space to refine, to make better, and to improve on what is already there. So it makes sense that Taurus follows Aries. With the initiation and the beginning of new things with the energy of Aries, Taurus energy is coming in and it's improving. It's helping to make it better, to refine the process, and to allow there to be a level of curation that is coming into the projects and like where your area focuses. And this is incredibly helpful energy for you as a business owner, especially a service-based business owner. We're following a pretty intense Mercury retrograde in Aries, so this is the perfect time to take those lessons and to use it to refine your own processes and even to begin to initiate on things that perhaps you've put off during the retrograde now that we're free and clear from it. Another thing to know about Taurus is that it is traditionally ruled by Venus. So Venus is the planet of love, beauty, and within business astrology, Venus also rules attraction, magnetism, the way that things and people are pulled into your world, are magnetized by you, and how they are attracted to you. So Taurus can be a really powerful placement to work with in terms of figuring out where your particular magnetism lies as a business owner. What is it that helps to make your people see you and help you to stand out within the sea of other business owners within your niche, your industry? The way that you do things and your particular process that helps you to shine. So even if, for example, maybe you're an astrologer, right? What is your process, your way of viewing the stars and consulting with clients in their charts that stands out from how other people are able to do that? So when we think of magnetism, right, at the core of it, and this is so fitting for Venus, at the core of magnetism, it's really about relationships and how we connect with other people. So if you're kind of struggling with figuring out what your magnetism style process may be, right? Think about how you build and cultivate relationships with other people and the ways that you're doing so within your business. Now, there's so many different ways that you can work on refining and improving that process, especially during Taurus season. That would also be a really fantastic use of this astrological energy. How are you connecting with people? How are you allowing folks to get to know you, to get to feel your personality, get to understand your process and the ways that you're here to support and help them solve a problem? Taurus is also very practical, being an earth sign, right? Earth enjoys that practicality, that straightforwardness, and that clarity of knowing exactly what it is that you're here to do in layman's terms. So letting go of like the industry jargon, the, oh, I'm here for so-and-so and such and such, really breaking down that language and instead focusing on communication and building relationships through the lens of, if a 10-year-old were to ask what it is that you do, how would you explain it to them? Like that kind of very simplified and very comfortable everyday language is more so what Venus wants us to do. Being the planet of love and beauty, there's also an element to aesthetics that is very important with the Venusian signs, Taurus and Libra. Now, when I do my midheaven reading consults and I'm chatting with people about their midheavens, the way that I like to break it down is Libra is definitely more so the sign that's going to utilize and centralize aesthetics and physical beauty within their branding and within the ways that they stand out. Taurus, on the other hand, even though it is still ruled by Venus, it's also very practical. It's like the natural beauty side of Venus, whereas Libra would be more of like the amplified version of Venus. And when we're talking about physical beauty and aesthetics, so there is still this level of like put togetherness that Taurus and the Taurus archetype can have, especially if you have prominent placements in Taurus, such as your sun, your moon, your rising, and especially your midheaven that can still come through for you within your business. So all of these things really help to lay the land and to help us anticipate what is to come within Taurus season. So this year, Taurus season runs from April 19th until May 19th of 2024. So we have a little bit of time to work with this energy and to really play around with it and also to help it to improve our business. So here's some of the major transits that are happening in Taurus season. What I like about this is Taurus season's pretty chill energetically, but there's still like just enough excitement to prepare us for a lot of the major transits that are upcoming, such as Jupiter in Gemini. That's happening in Gemini season in May. So we have that to look forward to. But there's also this period of like release and like relaxation after a pretty intense Aries season. We had the lunar and solar eclipses that happened during Aries season, as well as that Mercury retrograde that I mentioned. So this time to chill is very much needed and warranted. And it's just so fitting, especially with the Taurus archetype being the bull, right? And I always think of Ferdinand, like the children's story of just like the bull laying in the field and relaxing, right? Taurus doesn't necessarily want to work hard for the sake of working hard, but instead it's more about like, well, let me work like just enough to get what it is that I need, so that I can prioritize my rest and relaxation. So anyway, getting to the major transits of Taurus season. Of course, on April 19th, the sun is going to move into Taurus at 10 a.m. exactly, Eastern Standard Time. And it's just going to feel super lovely. I'm really looking forward to this personally. The sun moving into the house that Taurus rules in your chart is going to put a spotlight, as it always does, on, you know, feeling energized around that house's themes. For me, Taurus is my midheaven sign, actually. So it's going to put a spotlight on my 10th house of legacy, career, of just public reputation, the things that I am building long term. So that's very much the focus for me. It's going to be different for you if you have Taurus ruling another house in your chart. Cool, cool. Let's see. The next major transit we have comes on April 23rd. We have a full moon in Scorpio, another fixed sign, but a fixed water sign. And that's going to happen directly at 7:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So this is going to bring a really interesting energy to that sun in Taurus. So adding those layers on top of each other, right? With the full moon in Scorpio, the moon is going to be highlighting the Scorpio house in your chart, obviously. And it's going to bring a spotlight to the places where you may feel a need to be more private, to seclude, to dig deep and below the surface, right, of what's going on. As you may know, or you may not know, this is your first time tuning into the episode, I write emails to my Astrology for Business email list every single week, but every new and full moon, I also have horoscopes that I write for business owners to help you use the energy of the moon in your business. I break down what's going on with that new or full moon, what it's representing, and then I show you exactly how to figure out what house in your chart that it's highlighting. So if you want to know more about this full moon in Scorpio, as well as the new moon in Taurus that's happening later on in Taurus season, then definitely make sure that you join the Astrology for Business email list. It's really fun, and yeah, you're going to get a lot out of it. So following that full moon in Scorpio on April 29th, we have Venus actually entering Taurus. That's going to be directly happening at 7:32 a.m., really early in the day, but it's going to be really lovely because, again, Venus rules Taurus. Venus loves to be in Taurus. And it's going to be a sense of relief to the expression for Venus. Venus feels really constricted when it's in Aries. It doesn't love being there. It very much prefers to be in Taurus, Libra, and Pisces. So expect there to be a sense of ease, relaxation, and just having an easier time working with Venus and Venusian themes within your chart, in your life, all of that once Venus enters Taurus. So moving into May, we have the new moon in Taurus that I just mentioned. That's actually happening on May 7th at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So this new moon in Taurus is going to bring a head to perhaps the challenges, conflicts, the things that you may be avoiding or pushing underneath the surface during Taurus season. That's going to really cultivate at this time. So this may be a really great time to focus on the parts of Taurus season that feel much more of a challenge for you, where you may have a little bit of friction going on, right? Some resistance, perhaps. Especially for business owners, the biggest thing that I can see could possibly come up for this is the aspect of rest and relaxation. Like, when was the last time you allowed yourself to take a break fully? No laptop, no Wi-Fi, no logging in and checking accounts, none of that from your business, right? That may be something to really consider and work on and focus on during the new moon in Taurus. But I'll have more on that on my new moon in Taurus email for the Astrology for Business email list. And then lastly, we have on May 15th, Mercury entering Taurus. This is going to happen at 1:05 p.m. So Mercury is pretty neutral about Taurus. It doesn't hate being there or love being there. It's pretty neutral. So this will be really good energy to work with and prepare as we, you know, are ending our time with the sun in Taurus. It's a really nice time to think about the ways that you can use Taurus themes and Venusian themes within your business and to really take on that energy as we move through the other signs of the zodiac. Something else to note as well is that the moon loves to be in Taurus. So when the moon is in Taurus, there's going to be a sense of release and also an amplified sense of ease that's happening during Taurus season as well. So there you have it. Those are the major transits. Like I said, Taurus season's pretty quiet in terms of like major transits going on, but it's going to feel like a sense of relief, especially if you feel like you've been hit kind of hard from Aries season and need some time to just like bounce back. So in terms of using Taurus season as a business owner, what are some of the main things that you can anticipate and think about during this time? So first of all, everything that we talked about with a Taurus archetype can definitely be applied to your business. But what I want to call special attention to is the fact that Taurus calls for steady leadership. Again, it's an earth sign. So that practicality, that sense of stability is really, really important and valuable for Taurus. So where can you apply that slow and steady energy to your business and use that to help you push forward and build momentum? So unlike the energy of, for example, Aries, which is very much like hitting the ground running, Taurus instead wants you to take your time with the process, to find your own path, to really consider all of your options, and also to utilize the things that are at your disposal to make the process just as enjoyable as the end result or the end goal. You can also use the lessons that you've learned during Mercury retrograde in Aries in April to think about these things as well. What have you found in your business during this time? What revelations or like aha moments did you have? And how can you continue the process of refining and perfecting within Taurus season? So Mercury retrograde is not the only time that you should be considering what your processes are in your business and how to refine them. Definitely Taurus season, great time to use that energy. And then of course, how can you create more structure and stability within your business? This is especially for my creative entrepreneurs, my folks that are just like, I just want to create and do art and do all the things and be multi-passionate, and love that for you. I really, really do. But the more creative your business, the bigger need there is for structure and stability to ground it and to make it applicable and make sense for the people that you want to reach. So this could also be a really good time for you to not only lean into that creativity that Venus loves, but to also think about the practicality. Perhaps even how can you make structure and stability not boring for you and like bring your creativity into that process? That could be really fun. So to help you along with that journey, right, consider the house that Taurus rules in your chart using whole sign houses. And also, do you have any planets that are in Taurus as well? That's going to help to amplify and direct a lot of this energy as well. You also want to consider, where is Venus in your chart? And perhaps even the aspects, what are the relationships between these planets and the house, the Taurus house in your chart? All of this is going to help you bring even more clarity to how you can use Taurus season as a business owner and to your benefit. So that's pretty much all I have for today's episode. Let me know how this landed for you. And if you want to dig deeper into how to use the energy of Taurus season for your business, then book an astrology reading with me. These are one-on-one times where we can sit down, look at your chart, and I can break down exactly how to use the energy for your business. It's a fun time. All the information for that, as well as everything in this episode, it's going to be in the show notes and description. So check that out. All right. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.